Hey, you want that to go?
Time for some takeouts, and we got more than just a takeout when we asked you about the value of getting a helping hand from the government, like getting food stamps. More Americans are on them now than ever before, 36 million people. We didn't hear from 36 million, but we heard from quite a few.
Hi, this is Lindsay from Detroit calling. I have actually been on food stamps for about a year. It was a really hard thing for me to go do. I had graduated a year ago and couldn't find a job. I'd been known to dumpster dive for like the first couple years coming up to getting food stamps.
I am very thankful for the food stamp program. I'm a single mom. I am going to college. I will graduate this next spring. And food stamps has allowed me to do that, so I'm not working a minimum wage job stuck on them forever. So, thank you, government.
It wasn't all thank yous, though. Dealing with the government always comes with some frustrations and moral dilemmas.
Hi, this is Mandy in South Carolina, and I've applied for food stamps numerous times and always been turned down because I've been told I was in the wrong demographic. What demographic do you have to be part of the 36 million getting free food?
My name is Lenny from New York City. All I know is that my parents came over here from Europe and that whole generation. They would be embarrassed to take any food stamps, any public assistance. They wouldn't even do it. They would work five jobs before they would take any food stamps or public assistance.
Well, perhaps this recession has changed some of that old school thinking about government handouts, or so says Ken from Johnston, South Carolina.
The stigma shouldn't be there because with most people, it's just a temporary help that they need to, you know, to get them by until they can find a job or get back on their feet. So, you know, if you lose your job and then you're on food stamps, you have a different look at to why you're using that system.
And LG adds in an email, Wall Street wasn't ashamed to take government bailouts after being allowed by the government to pillage our economy. Why should individuals, victims of the economic vagaries influenced by Wall Street, feel bad about getting government aid?
It's a good question. Yep. As always, keep those responses coming at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org. So we're going to get our next takeout on business from Louise Story. She's the finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times.
Morning.
And good morning. And we're getting our very first indication of the financial state in October, right? We got retail sales.
Yep.
And what did they say?
So the early indications are that we're having a positive month.
Ta-na-na-na!
Right. I mean, that's a big deal because we haven't had a positive month. You know, we're comparing it to a year ago since August of 2008. Now, we have to hold off our excitement because it's compared to last October.
Hmm.
And you remember last October, we all thought the world was going to end.
Right.
So, you know, it's over that base. But over last October, you're seeing apparel sales up 3.4%, luxury goods up 6.5%, department store sales are down a little but not down a lot. And so people are saying this is looking good. It's good for holiday sales.
Yeah, that's the question. Is this going to continue? Does this mean that the holidays might not be as bleak in terms of shopping as everyone's been predicting?
So people have been predicting doom and gloom.
Right.
But now the analysts on Wall Street are starting to say maybe we'll see holiday sales up 1%, 2%. It's a little like, you know, your kid has been getting Fs on his math test. Now he's getting a C and you're really happy.
Or a D
and you're really happy.
I don't know how happy I would be. But you were talking about CIT's bankruptcy
right.
earlier this week and that having an impact on retail sales. If there is an uptick in demand, are retailers going to be constrained if CIT hits a bump here?
Again, I think that they've mostly locked in their financing
right.
because
mm-hmm.
the inventory for the holidays all comes over in the summer. I think what we could see is that because we've all had doom and gloom expectations, they won't have as much inventory, so we might not see the kind of sales last
year. Right, they didn't buy as much over
the
summer.
They didn't buy as much.
Here's the thing for me, Louise.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the first hint of light at the end of tunnel in terms of the recovery that Wall Street has been seeing? Is this the first hint that real people are seeing a recovery?
It has to continue because, you know, we've seen this up and down little wiggle in home prices
right.
getting better, getting worse, getting better, getting worse. It's kind of what happens at a bottom, right? And this has to continue month after month for us to really say things are getting better.
I think that's a no. I think that's
is that a no?
I think
that's
a
Louise Story of
no.
the New York Times
yes.
saying, Thanks so much,
Thank
Louise.
You.
All right, our last takeout for this segment comes from Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports Contributor. We got a game six tonight. We've been talking about pitching, but let's talk about the bats. The Phillies face the New York Yankees here in New York. It's going to be American League rules. There's going to be designated hitters on the field. How do the Phillies' bats stack up to the Yankees' bats in this World Series Game 6?
There's a guy on the Phillies named Matt Stairs. He's the oldest guy on the field.
He looks like a truck.
He does look like a truck. He looks like a truck driver is what he looks like. And Matt Stairs is he'll probably play the DH position. It's not certain yet what their lineup is. But they have a bunch of guys in their lineup that hit fastballs. The good thing is that both Pedro and Andy Pettit.
Pedro Martinez for the Phillies, exactly, and Andy Pettit for the Yankees.
They both pitch a lot of stuff. They're not fastball
sinkers, exactly, sliders, cutters.
So there's going to be, you know, they've seen these pitches before. They know what they're throwing at them. So there's going to be some hits, but it's not going to be, I don't think that it's going to be a big power ball game. It's going to be doubles. It's going to be triples. It's going to be people getting on base and stealing base. So the key for the Phillies is to get a guy like Rollins, to get a guy like Ibanez, those guys, get those guys on base and have them steal in advance and then get some critical RBIs or some force out or some, flyouts where the guy, advances to the next base.
Both of these teams have demonstrated in this postseason that they are very skilled at advancing runners in the infield. So the infield play might be the key tonight.
And the last game, they had each team had an error. So the key actually is errorless baseball, because most of the errors will come from those little short bounces on the infield. And because tonight is dry, you won't have a lot of that. The ball won't be slick. So look for
weather,
an errorless
is not a factor.
Game.
Exactly. Weather is not a factor. So the milestones people will be looking for: can Utley break Reggie Jackson's home run record, right?
Correct.
For a World Series.
Correct.
And that he's a Phillies player.
And can Ryan Howard break his streak of strikeouts?
And he's got 12 right now. One more, and he will hold the record for strikeouts in the World
Correct.
Series.
Exactly.
And if Andy Pettit wins, he has a record, right?
He will be the winningest postseason pitcher in baseball history.
And what about Pedro Martinez? This is all about personal revenge for him. He has to win this game.
He has to, but he's not going to. I don't want to predict that he's going. I mean, I think if the Phillies win, it's not going to be because of what Pedro did in his time. It's going to be because of what the bullpen did and how they backed him up.
You know, I was reading that the first year for the old Yankee Stadium, they won a World Series.
Correct.
Back in the 20s. If they do it this time,
that's a new Yankee aura that will settle into the
Bronx. Like we need another one.
The first year for the new Yankee Stadium, if they win the World Series, it'd be more
Detroit,
aura for
I'm
you
not
to be
allowed
annoyed about.
Back into Detroit if I like the Yankees. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, Celeste has made her position clear, and you have made your position clear too. You're pretty biased. You're pro Yankees here. Let's disclose to the listeners.
I'm going to disclose to the listeners. I'm a regional sports fan. I love the Yankees, but I am saying, if you're a Phillies fan, get your rally caps on. If you're
that's
a Yankees
right.
fan, get your rally caps
right.
on. They
Game
need
six.
All the energy of all their fans tonight.
Game six Both tonight. Teams. Thanks, Ibrahim.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.